Well, Charlie, have you and Mortimer been having fun since you got back from New York?
No, you see, John, Mortimer, he's so slow, he can't from a style.
I see.
Yeah, McCarthy plays Russian.
But, Charlie,
Mortimer's heart
is in the right place.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, but is his brain, though? I think it's a little tilted.
Well, Mortimer may be slow, but he always gets where he's going.
Yes. But he ain't going anyplace.
Well, that reminds me of a story which proves that speed isn't everything.
And you're going to tell it? I'm afraid?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm told that I tell a story very well.
Well, Bertie, you've got to stop talking to yourself. I like those little jokes, you know.
Yeah, all right.
I love you.
All right, all right. Now, this is a favorite story of mine. It's one of Aesop's fables. It's the story of the hare
and how you lost it.
No.
I'll feel good all day now.
Yeah. No, it's the hare and the tortoise.
Oh.
You know what a tortoise is?
A tortoise?
Yes.
Well, a tortoise is it's a sort of a lizard. A lizard in a tortoise hut.
Yes. Now, this hare was so swift that whenever he wanted to go anyplace, he had to start late to get there on time. Yeah. Well, I shall continue.
You might as well. There's nothing to wait for. No.
Once upon a time, just tell it.
Yes, all right.
Don't louse it up.
All right.
Now, one day, this hare braggingly challenged all of the other animals to a race. And to his surprise, the tortoise accepted the challenge. "You're nothing but an old slowpoke," the hare said. "You'll never get anywhere."
The next voice you hear will be that of the voice of the turtle.
All right.
I'm not so slow, said the tortoise.
Didn't I tell you?
I can run faster than you think.
And then what do you think the rabbit said?
What's up, Doc?
No.
So, the race is about to start.
Oh, good. Do I have time to place a bet?
No.
Where's the 10-cent window?
No, please.
They're at the starting line.
Good. May the best rabbit win.
Oh.
I see. You're betting on the rabbit, aren't you?
Yeah.
I see.
Yes, certainly.
Yes,
He's my boy.
Yeah.
Come on, rabbit. He's my boy.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
You don't think the turtle has a chance, do you?
Well, with that smug look on your sister, it makes me a little suspicious.
Well, now comes the race. The starting gun sounds, and the hare is off like a flash.
Get a please, Bertie.
All right.
Don't so juicy.
All right.
Oh, it was so exciting. There never was such a race.
I don't believe there was either.
No. And the hare looked back and couldn't even see the tortoise. So he decided to take a nap.
I suppose so, I guess.
Now, what do you think of his doing a thing like that right in the middle of a race?
Well, he's a wise rabbit.
Yeah, oh, yes, I know.
He's saving himself for the home stretch here. I'm still betting on him. He's my boy.
All right, all right. Now, the turtle was gradually gaining ground, but the hare slept on.
Yeah. Well, he can't do this to me.
Yeah. And the turtle lumbered past him.
Wake up, you hit your own jugum.
All right. Still the rabbit slipped.
Somebody must have doped his parrot.
No.
And now comes the exciting part.
Now it comes.
Yes.
And high time, too.
Yes.
I was about to join the rabbit in a little shell eye.
No. The rabbit awoke just in time to see the tortoise nearing the finish line. So he raced. And madly after the tortoise.
Hooray, we're still in the money. We're still in it. We still got a chance.
All right. But it was too late. The tortoise crossed the finish line first. And the turtle was judged the winner.
I demand a recount.
Now, listen. No. He wanted to...
Kill the umpire.
No.
We was robbed.
Golly, will you please? How embarrassing to think of that. This rabbit losing the race to a turtle.
Well, he ain't washed up necessarily. He can always go back to doing personal appearances out of a silk hat.
Yeah, yeah. But the point is this, Charlie. What is the moral of this story?
The moral?
Yes.
Well, the moral is, never criticize Mortimer, or Bergen will tell you a story.
Yes.